This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's Word. I want you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil to write down the passages that we will be studying today. I want you to write them down because I want you to have an opportunity to go back and re-examine the passages, because I want you to see what the Bible is saying. I want you to be able to read the scriptures for yourself. I want you to become a student of the Word of God, to be able to know what the Bible says. And when you see what it says, I want you to believe what it says. Even if it's unique and somewhat different than what somebody else says, I want you to be able to believe what you see the Bible saying. And then be open to discussion, to be able to talk about the scriptures, to be able to talk about them knowledgeably, and to become truly a student of the Word of God. The Bible says that we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, as workmen that need not to be ashamed, to rightly divide the Word of truth. Rightly dividing means rightly understanding it and looking at it from verse to verse, section by section, and be able to understand the Word of God. We are able to understand the Scriptures because the mysteries of the Bible have been revealed to God's children. There may be people that say, well, this event here or this situation, well, it's all a mystery. You just have to believe it on faith. This teaching is something we can't really explain it very well. You just have to understand it. You have to accept it on faith because it's a mystery. That's false, because the Bible explains mysteries, and the mysteries are revealed through God's Word. God has revealed His truth to His people. And it's important that we be people who know what the Scripture says, to be able to give an account, know what you believe, and be able to share your faith with other people. The Great Commission, which was given by Jesus in His ministry to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's Mark's account. Matthew's account says to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, and teach them to observe the things I've commanded you. We need to be teachers. We need to be students of the Word of God and know what the Scripture says. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil, and we're going to look at chapter 15 of the book of Genesis. God and Abraham make a covenant with each other. God is actually making the covenant. It's a covenant made with Abram. His name is still Abram. And Abram says to the Lord in Genesis chapter 2, Genesis 15, verse 2, Abram says, "O Lord God, what will you give me since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Abram said, "Since you have given me no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir." The Lord spoke to him and said, "This man, Eliezer, will not be your heir, but one who shall come forth from your own body shall be your heir." As we have looked at the scriptures over the past several weeks, God made a promise to Abram as he moved from his homeland to a land that God was going to show him. He went in faith, not knowing where he was going. But when he got to the land of Canaan, the Lord stopped him and said, this is the place, and told him to walk through it, north, south, east, and west, and all the land that he would see would be his forever. And you can write that down. That's Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. And in verse 16, he says, "I'm going to make your descendants as numerable as the dust of the earth." If anybody can number the dust of the earth, so your descendants will be numbered. And here we find in chapter 15, he said, Abram is saying, and confronting the Lord, what are you going to give me since I'm childless? He has, you're going to give me descendants that are innumerable, but I have no children. And in verse 4 of Genesis 15, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man, speaking of Eliezer, a servant, this man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body will be your heir. So Abraham was received the promise from God that he was going to be a great nation. He was called out of his homeland. And Genesis 12 tells us that Abram was 75 years old when he left his homeland to go where God was going to show him. 75 years old. Well, time has gone on. God has reiterated his promise. He has told him to go through the land north, south, east, and west, and it was all going to be his for his descendants, but he still has no descendants. And so we come to the chapter 16 in the book of Genesis when Abram and Sarah decide, well, maybe God needs some help. Maybe we should help him out. Maybe since Sarah, thinking she was barren, couldn't have any children, that maybe if you have a child through her handmaid, her servant, then maybe that's how God's going to accomplish this. Chapter 16, starting with verse 1, the scripture says, now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne no children, and she had an Egyptian maid, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go to my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children through her. And Abram listened to her voice. Verse 4. He went in to Hagar. She conceived. And when she saw that she conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. And Sarai said to Abram, may the wrong you've done to me be upon you. I gave my maid into your arms, but when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her sight. May the Lord judge between you and me. It was kind of a no-win situation for Abram. His wife suggests that she has a child by the handmaid, and Abram agrees, then it's Abraham's fault. But see, the problem here was the fact that Abram and Sarai were they were coming in the middle of God's plans, interfering with what God planned. Yes, it was a long time. It had been a number of years, but living by faith is not always easy. Abraham was considered a man of faith, yet he lost his faith periodically. He was not always faithful. He was weak many times, but God saw his heart. And to Abram and Hagar, a child was born. His name was Ishmael. And this particular child was ultimately not going to be the promised one either. God has something special for Abram. We find that in chapter 17 that God is going to do something very unique with Abram. He is now 99 years old. The Lord appears to him and he says, walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between you and I will multiply you exceedingly. And verse 6, it said, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of you. Kings will come from you. And I'm going to establish my covenant between me and you, between your generations forever. The Lord God. And this will be a covenant between Abram and God. And it was a very, very important time, for it's in this particular chapter, the 17th chapter, that God changes his name to Abraham. He is now Abraham, and he changes his wife's name to Sarah. Verse 15, God said to Abraham, your wife Sarah, her name will be Sarah, not Sarai, because I will bless her and I will give you a son by her. And Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, will a child be born to me, to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah, who is 99 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael may live. But God said, no, Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son, and you will call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. God was going to still do something great. This man of faith, Abraham, is going to have a child. And the promise is ultimately fulfilled later on. The Lord appears to Abraham as two other angels with him are going to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy it. And the Lord spoke to Abram and said, at this specific time next year, I will give you a son. And the Lord did as he said. I want you to turn over to chapter 21 of the book of Genesis. The Lord took note of Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the appointed time which God had spoken to him. God said it would take place, and it did. It's living by faith. And you and I need to live more and more by faith, particularly in the tough times in which we're living. You need to trust the Creator of the universe. I want you to walk with him, lean on him, trust him for your daily needs. Give him thanks for your blessings, and God will multiply your life in many, many ways with many joys. May you continue to be a student of his word, and may God bless you as you read his holy word.